Welcome to the 2024 Winter Feast for the Soul, 40 days of meditation, 40 minutes a day, January 15th through February 23rd. And this year, I'd like to invite you to explore and to consider the paramitas, which is a Buddhist concept. The qualities that we can cultivate in our meditation practice that help us to become enlightened. And these qualities are, we're going to explore six of them. There's, in some traditions, some lineages, there's 10, but we're going to stick to six. So the six that we're going to be looking at, exploring, and contemplating will be generosity, ethical conduct, patience, joyful effort, concentrated meditation, and wisdom or understanding. And they're often called very different things. And as we explore them over the next 40 days, I will bring in sort of different translations of it, of each of these. So one of the things to think about if we're cultivating these things in order to be enlightened is, what does it mean to be enlightened? And that's a big concept, a Buddhist concept. And I'd like to also, whenever we're talking about these Buddhist concepts, is to try to put it into a more secular understanding or context for these things, because they can be useful ideas even in our modern day life. And so when we think about enlightenment, one of the things that I think about, it's also sometimes translated as liberation or freedom. And so working towards our own freedom and the idea that we could be free. And so the question is, if we're free, what are we free from? And in the context of the paramitas, we could think about being free from impatience or anger or confusion or distraction or laziness. And certainly those are qualities that we, if we could let go of those things in our lives, there would be more of a sense of spaciousness and a kind of freedom in our lives. So we could think about that this is what we're trying to cultivate, a kind of freedom from these sort of darker sides of our just general human existence. And the other thing that in terms of the Buddhist tradition, they're also said to be the core trainings or focus for the bodhisattvas. And the bodhisattva is anyone who takes a vow to become enlightened in order to be of benefit to other people. And so the bodhisattva is not working just for their own liberation and freedom. They really have this aspiration to help others in this way, through their own freedom. And one of the things that that can get in our way is we can start to think of, well, either I'm working for myself or I'm working for other people. But one of the key ideas, I think, in sort of contemplating the bodhisattvas, which we can all be, is that we're really working for our common humanity. That when we let go of anger and impatience and distraction and laziness, it really has a benefit out in the world. That we can be a model for these kind of behaviors, but also we can see the effect of being more generous and patient and exerting more effort and letting go of laziness, for example. We can see that that has a real benefit to the people around us, our families, our friends, and our community. So in that way, we can all be working towards that sense of a bodhisattva, of being of benefit to other people just by doing our own work on the cushion, so to speak, or in our chair. And so for today's contemplation, I want to invite you to consider your own human dark side of having a sense of the wanting to be rid of those things like anger or impatience or laziness or confusion, and seeing that as just part of our humanity, that all of us have all of these things. And as we see it in ourselves and soften with a sense of compassion towards ourselves, we see that we can extend that to others. But remembering that these are really just part of being human, and maybe being a little less hard on ourselves as we work towards being free from them. So that's the contemplation for today. And feel free to join us at Gateway Tai Chi Studio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, any morning at 7:30 to 8:15 in the studio, and also on Zoom at that time. And you can find that link to the Zoom on the Gateway Tai Chi Studio website. Hope to see you soon. Thank you.